There we are with the disciples on the beach. How did they get there? How did they end up out on the water? That's what our story is about today. It's about what happened after Jesus came back from the dead. What happened to the disciples? What did they do? So we're going to meet with the disciples first, and they're a bit confused. We're going to read a bit of what happened to them now. So after this, after they'd seen him already once, and Jesus said to them to go to Galilee, Jesus appeared once more to his disciples at Lake Tiberias. This is how it happened. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael, the one from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples of Jesus were all together. Simon Peter said to the others, I'm going fishing. We'll come with you, they told him. So they went out in a boat, but all that night they did not catch a thing. Now, here's my question. What did the disciples see when they looked in the mirror that day? Jesus had gone, and then he'd come back again, and then he said he was going to come back again, and they were a bit confused and a bit puzzled. I think it's fair to say that. And I don't blame them for going fishing, because they're probably hungry, and going fishing was a good way to get some food, wasn't it? But it wasn't what Jesus had been doing with them all these last 3 years. They'd been wandering around with Jesus, teaching people, and they'd been healing people and doing amazing things. So after Jesus had died, and then they'd seen Jesus once and someone else had seen him again, they were confused. They looked in the mirror and they weren't sure what they saw. Are we disciples or are we fishermen? And Jesus, maybe because they were hungry, Peter said, let's go fishing. And that's what they saw. So this is what they saw when they looked in the mirror. They saw themselves as fishermen, and they went out fishing. Wasn't necessarily a bad idea. Jesus doesn't tell them off for going fishing later. It's very important that we can see who we are, that we know who we are. When we look in the mirror, who do we see? I'm going to ask you a question. I've got a picture of a young man who's been in the news a lot this week, and I wonder if anyone can tell me who this person is. Does anyone know who this young man is? Has anyone read this story on Facebook or Twitter or even the Daily Mail? Oh, some people are muttering, but they don't want to commit because they don't know his surname or his first name. Get it right. Martin knows. Here we go. Well done, Martin.
It's Stephen Sutton.
And can you tell me why he was in the news this week?
He's raised £2.5 million now for Cancer Trust.
The Teenage Cancer Trust. It's a different picture from the one that's been in the paper. This was after a previous operation. He's somebody who's had cancer, and he's had a very serious kind of cancer, and he doesn't know how long he's got to live. And when people look at him, they see a cancer patient and somebody who's very ill. But when he looks in the mirror, he sees somebody who's living and who's got life to live, and he decided that he would do all sorts of things. And one of the things he decided to do was raise money for the Teenage Cancer Trust. And this week, the total's going up, it's edging up towards £3 million. I think that's amazing. And it's because when he looked in the mirror, he didn't see just somebody who was ill. He saw somebody who could make a difference. So that's a question, isn't it? Is it the most important thing? Who do you see when you look in the mirror? I love this picture. What matters most is how you see it. Is that true? I don't know. That's one of the questions I want you to think about today. This kitten looks in the mirror and sees a great big lion. They don't think they're weak. They think they're strong. So what matters certainly is important. I don't know if it's what matters most, though. But it does certainly matter. So the disciples, they were looking at themselves and they saw fishermen. So the next person who was doing some seeing was Jesus. Jesus saw the disciples. As the sun was rising, Jesus stood at the water's edge, but the disciples didn't know it was him. Then he asked them, young men, haven't you caught anything? Not a thing, they answered. He said to them, throw your net out on the right side of the boat and you will catch some. So they threw the net out and couldn't pull it back in because they'd caught so many fish. That must have been great. All night long, trying to get fish and nothing was happening. And then Jesus says to them, put it out the other side, and suddenly it's full of fish and they can't even pull them into the boat. So when Jesus saw the disciples, what did he see? Well, he says, young men. Now, that's not a very good translation. Some people think it's little children. Little children, haven't you caught anything? Or some people say, lads, haven't you caught anything? Or it's young men, something. He said something that caught their attention. And I think that when he called out to them, something about the way he spoke to them made them listen, probably because he was shouting from the beach, but also because of what he said. When Jesus saw them, how did he see them? I've got three things to say about how he saw them, and it's how Jesus sees us as well. First of all, he saw them with love. He saw them as little children, even though they were a great big fishermen. He saw that inside they were little children. And I think that is true, isn't it? Inside all of us is the child that we once were. And Jesus sees us as we are, but he also sees the child that we were. And he loves us. He also knew they had nothing in their nets. He knew that they'd been fishing all night and they couldn't do anything. Jesus knows everything about us. And he knows our true situation. And sometimes our life's a bit like that. We're trying hard. We're fishing all night, but we've got nothing in the nets. We're running on empty. And if that's us today, Jesus knows that. And the third way Jesus saw them was with great plans for them. He said, put your nets out the other side, lads. Put it out the other side of the boat. That's what you need to be doing. And as soon as they did that, Jesus helped them and the fish came into the nets. So that's how Jesus saw the disciples. They saw themselves as fishermen and Jesus helped them to be great fishermen. But he had bigger plans for them, didn't he? This is the difference that Jesus' resurrection makes to us is, if Jesus is alive, then we can know him and he can change our lives the way he changed the lives of the disciples. So the disciples saw things differently suddenly. So they threw the net out and couldn't pull it back in because they'd caught so many fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it's the Lord. Suddenly, he knew Jesus was talking to him. He knew Jesus was talking to him. It's a bit like the game John played earlier, isn't it? You couldn't see it and then suddenly, yes, I know. What do you think? Why do you think pulling the nets in? Does anyone know why this reminded them of Jesus and made them think of Jesus, that when they put their nets out the other side, they caught some fish? Does anyone know why that might have reminded them of Jesus? Yes?
Because Jesus can make miracles.
Very good. Jesus can make miracles, and all the time they'd been with Jesus, he'd done lots of miracles, hadn't he? Can anyone remember a time before when the disciples had been fishing, a long time before? Does anyone know that story? Oh, good job you're here today. We all have got a vague idea in our head. Jesus has done this before, hasn't he? The disciples were fishing and he said to them, I'll make you fishers of men. And they caught loads of fish that day as well. And it was way back when he first called them. So I think when Jesus did this, it reminded them of what had happened when they'd known Jesus, when they'd been with Jesus, all the great miracles he'd done, how he'd fed thousands of people. All the wonderful times they'd had, and they remembered, yes, Jesus can make a difference. Jesus can make a difference. So the last thing I want to say today is this. Can we see differently? Can we see differently if we see Jesus? I love this. Do you know what? It's clearest on the screens at the side, actually, but plays with your eyes a little bit. Can we see Jesus? What difference does it make if we see Jesus, if Jesus speaks to us? If we suddenly see that God loves us, that he'll help us, like Jesus did with the disciples, then we can see ourselves as Jesus sees us. Yes, we need to see ourselves differently, but we don't need to do that on our own. We can see ourselves as God sees us, as somebody that he loves, somebody that he wants to help, somebody wants to let start again like he did with the disciples, right back to the start, right back to the fishing, starting again. All very well, but how can we do that? How can that happen? How can we hear Jesus call us? Do we hear a voice suddenly? Do we see Jesus in the distance? Is that how we see Jesus today mostly? Well, maybe when we hear stories from the Bible about Jesus. We see what Jesus is like, and we think, yeah, that's how Jesus was like that to the disciples. He's like that to me as well. Maybe in worship, as we're singing or in prayers, you suddenly think, yeah, that really speaks to me. That's God speaking to me. That's Jesus, that Jesus is speaking to us. We need to ask God to open the eyes of our heart. That's what our next song is. It says, open the eyes of our heart, Lord, that we might see you. We don't usually see Jesus today with our eyes. Usually, we see him when our heart is open. Suddenly, we think, yeah, Jesus does want to say that to me today. Something that somebody says or something that we read speaks to us, or words in a song. We're going to pray now that that will happen to us, that we'll see Jesus. And as we do that, we should see ourselves differently, the way Jesus sees us, as people who can make a difference in the world, people who can start again.